I'm joined here by Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann. Mickey, your team have been beaten by 7 points in O'Donnell Park by Derry. How did you see it out there?
Look, Ryan, we're very happy at half time. Maybe not in the scoreboard because we put on a big shift and we went 5 points up. And look, we made a few unforced errors and stuff and let Derry back in and let their corner forward maybe catch it and edge the square and get a soft enough goal considering that you should be demanding the ball in that area. So we weren't happy with the goal, but overall, I thought Donegal was every bit as good as Derry in the first half, and if we could keep it going. But suppose we worked that hard, Ryan, in the second half. We just couldn't keep that tempo up, you know, and Derry had more strength and depth. So overall, we're not too bothered. It was a decent performance against a very good Derry team.
Yeah, 12 points to 1-9 at half-time. Derry had 10 wides, and obviously a bit of poor shooting from them, but a bit of good defending from your lads putting pressure on. But you were 5 points up at one stage, and you were playing very well. Josh McGee-Cronley showing well at corner forward. Liam McKinney was going well. Were you disappointed that you weren't fuller ahead then at the break?
Yes, I suppose even your 4 or 5 up at half time, if you held on that read, Ryan, it would give you a chance when they get a purple patch that maybe if they got a run on you, 4 or 5, that you'd still be well in the game level or whatever. But we just couldn't get that 3-pointer on the day. Derry defence very solid, and the guard of the net, you know, they got numbers on around there, so we never get inside a wee lot. And against teams like Derry and Hurling, you have to hit them 1 or 2 goals like they did, and it gives a wee bit of daylight, you know, 2 goals that they got, it would have been a 1-point game. So the fact we didn't get the 3-pointer on the day wasn't going to be enough to beat Derry.
Yeah, and you went 23 minutes in the second half without a score, and just you seemed to lose your way a bit. And I know the likes of Cormac O'Doherty in midfield for Derry started to take over, and maybe just things started to go astray for you.
Yeah, a big momentum swing. They just kept clipping away, you know, and before you know it, in hurling, you're level 1 minute, and 5 minutes later, you're 4 or 5 down. It's not like football as such, but we did. It was a bad 20 minutes to start the second half to put first try. I think we had a point early enough, it was a point each, and then after that they had 5 or 6 in a row. So as you say, 23 minutes without a score in hurling, it's not going to be enough against Derry team, who's probably favourites to win the division. So you can't have long spells like that in hurling with no scores.
In fairness though, there was good character showing that nobody threw in the towel. It got 3 points in a row then to bring it back to 4-point game, but Derry just steadied up then down the home straight.
Like they did, and look, they're a super team, and it's as good a Derry team as I've seen since I took the job, maybe, you know, because there's 6 very quality forwards there, you know, in a very strong midfield with Cormac and Rory O'Manion, who causes any team bother, you know. But overall, Ryan, we're very happy with this performance, you know, considering the amount of bodies we're missing and the big turnover in players from last year. You know, we're just counting this 9, 10, maybe 7 starters in the record final not out there. So you're asking young boys to go in there and play against Derry at one of their first starts, and it's going to be a big ask, but it's a good learning curve. You know, we know Derry is going to be the team to beat, but look, we'll just lick our wounds today and move on to the next match.
Yeah, so you have a break now next weekend before playing Tyrone, is that correct?
Yeah, we've Tyrone away to Tyrone and away to Roscommon and then home to London here on St Patrick's Day. So look, if you can get a couple of victories out of them 3 games, Ryan, it could put you in a position where you're in the top 3 spot, and really that's all we're after with the restructuring of the leagues this year.
Yeah, and are we likely to see any of those experienced men back for the Tyrone match?
Well, Sean McVeigh and Conor O'Grady are out of the country. They'll be fully good to go training again on Tuesday night. And we're Rory Campbell, who's carrying a wee niggle. I expect Rory to be grand come the Tyrone match. Long term is Danny and Decky's probably going to be the championship. And Dara Malija, who's Cav, maybe back towards the Roscommon game. Richie Ryan and Mick Donoghue and Jamie Dermott have opted out this year. So look, big turnover, Ryan. If we can get 2 or 3 back at a time and then go into the championship, we should have another couple back. And not to forget Ron McDermott just coming back from a cruciate injury, should be back the start of May. So we're down a lot of bodies, Ryan. No excuse for today. The team out there was well able to compete with Derry for long periods, but if you had a bit more strength and depth, we maybe could have seen a better second half.